Hallelujah.
Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like for you to open up Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. You know, we've received so many testimonies of people's lives totally and utterly being transformed as a result of the preaching of the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And so two weeks ago, we wrapped up a series, Fully Persuaded. And we were reading also then from Romans chapter 4. I want to continue with Romans chapter 4, but I want to deal with the fact that we are supposed to, in this hour, feed our faith, not our fear. You can write there in the comment section, just put this as a comment. Make this your declaration today, where you say that I will feed my faith. I will feed my faith. You see, it's not about feeding your fear. It's not about considering those things that are fearful. It is rising above it, regardless of what it is that is coming against us, what is coming against you. And even right now, I want to applaud every single man and woman of God, every pastor of every single local church, not only in South Africa, but the nations all around the world. We applaud you. As Faith TV, we applaud you and we celebrate you, every single one of you that are bold, that are fearless, that are audacious in their faith. And every single person who is watching by way of television, you're a part of the local church. I want to encourage you to support your local church. I want to encourage you to lift up and to continue to lift up the arms and the hands of your pastor. Every single one in the fivefold, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, we salute you. And even right now, if you're watching this, quickly tag your pastor, tag your church, tell them that there is a network, that there is a ministry, that there is a remnant, there is a movement even happening, taking place right now in the nation of South Africa, where we honor every single one who is part of the local church. And I want to remind you that this is the year 2021, the year of the local church. And if this is something that the Lord has given us as a word for the church in this year, God is not taken by surprise by yet another South African lockdown. But this is the year of the local church. So we say, local church, you will arise in Jesus' name. And every single congregant, every single one who's part of the local church, support your pastor. Stand with him. It's easy to say, I will be with you. But then when those come knocking on the door to come and arrest, they scatter. Peter said that night that Jesus was betrayed, Jesus, I will be with you until even death. I will not betray you. I will not leave you. I will be with you all the way, even unto death. I will be loyal to you. And what happened? Jesus responded, amen. Bless you, Peter, for your boldness, for your tenacity. But I say unto you, before the cock crows, you would have denied me three times. You see, only hours from that statement, the moment they came to the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest Jesus, what happened? The disciples scattered. John ran so fast, he ran out of his cloak. He ran out of the Garden of Gethsemane butt naked. Everyone deserted him. And so it is, just as was it was prophesied. Before the cock crowed, in other words, before sunrise, Peter denied Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. I do not know him. Even that third time, cursing. I swear I don't know that man. You see, it's easy to make statements. It's easy to express your loyalty when you're in a place of safety. But the moment the enemy comes knocking at your door, will you stand? That is the question. And so, church, I want to encourage you, every single one, that you will stand. For the word of the Lord has been given to us. And even when we consult the history pages, things that the world has seen before, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has seen 2 millennia worth of persecution all across the world. Persecution, trials, tribulation is not something that is new to the church. It is something that is all too familiar. and to every enemy of the church, know this. Jesus is not the little lamb that had to be slain anymore. He came to this earth as the lamb, and he was faithful unto death. As a lamb led to the slaughter, he was silent. He was faithful. Jesus said, "No one takes my life from me. Behold, I lay it down willingly." You see, no one could touch him. No one could seize him, lay hands on him. And he could have, even on that cross, everyone mocking him and despising him, those who spat upon him, calling him the king of the worms. He could have responded. He could have sent a legion of angels. He could have just taken up his rightful place as the Son of God and declared war against his enemy, but he did not. Jesus died. He was buried. But on the third day, he rose in victory. That very same power that raised him from the dead is on the inside of every single believer right now. So every enemy of the church, you need to tremble with fear. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me and every other spirit-filled believer. You will not have the last say. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not fear. Do not fear. Have faith in God. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Take us by the hand. Hear the threats of the enemy of the church. Deliver us from evil. But let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 4 from verse 16. It says, "Therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it might be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, 'I have made you a father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb also was dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but he was strengthened in his faith, and he gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do just as he had promised." You see, the enemy wants nothing more than to steal from you. In fact, he comes in order to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil hates you. He doesn't like you. And so it is that therefore the world will also not like you. The world, in fact, Christian, you need to hear this. The world hates you. But Jesus said, "When the world hates you, remember that it has hated me first." What Jesus experienced, we experience. But as we also experience his sufferings, we will also experience and see his glory. That's the word of God. And so the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to sidetrack the church. He wants us to take our eyes off God and focus now on those things that he is busy doing in this hour. It's nothing new. It's the same modus operandi. Satan wants us to take our eyes off God and to start focusing on the natural. He did the very same thing with Jesus. When Jesus was in the wilderness before he had launched out into ministry, 40 days, he became hungry, so much so that the devil decided to tempt him, saying, quoting even from scripture, and then saying to him, challenging him, if you truly are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And then Jesus responded every single time, it is written. You see, this is why it's important to get the Word of God on the inside of you. This is why you need to feed your faith and not your fear. The devil will sidetrack you. He will come at you. He will come at the church with the hope that you will get sidetracked, that you will become double-minded, for you to begin to waver and to stagger. Because the moment he is able to take your eyes off Jesus, the moment he takes your eyes off the Word of God, the moment he causes you to be tuned in to the frequency of the world instead of the frequency of heaven, that is when he begins to cause fear to rise up on the inside of you. He wants to sidetrack you. He wants to tempt you. But we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. In the very same words that God had spoken to Joshua. So I want to encourage you, church, body of Christ, to meditate upon the Word day and night. To not depart from this Word of truth to the left or to the right. That we will remain steadfast. Meditate on His Word. That speaks of feeding our faith. Feeding our faith. He says, then I will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Is it possible, even amidst the lockdown, to be successful? To prosper, absolutely. You say, how can I make that guarantee? How can I even claim that? Because it's the Word of God. That the faithful will flourish and it will be like days of heaven on earth. No matter the lockdown, no matter the restrictions, no matter the laws that are passed or the bills that are passed, the faithful will flourish and it will be like days of heaven on earth. This does not negate our responsibility to be involved with the matters even in this nation. It is important for the church. It's imperative that the church speak, because we are the voice. We are the light. We are the salt. We are supposed to be the influencers in this world. The church is supposed to be this entity, group of people that has influence. And so I pray that we will truly take God at His Word. That we will speak His Word. That we will act upon His Word. But this will only come as a result of us making the decision to feed our faith, not our fear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:7. And this is why you need to get the Word on the inside of you. The devil will come at you. 1 Peter 4:12 says, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Do not be surprised at these fiery trials. In other words, if you are caught by surprise, thinking that now, hey, all of a sudden it seems like the devil is loose. He's always been loose against you. He doesn't like you. He hates you. But so we want to remind the devil of his future, of his destiny. And so we say to you, body of Christ, from Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 2, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 has this to say about flames. It says, for this reason, I remind you, to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. Laying on of hands is essential in the body of Christ. We lay hands on people who are sick because the Bible says you will lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover. When you walk by faith and you take God at His word, when you then lay hands on people, you do not spread sickness, disease, or anything else. You will lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's the word of God. To come against that statement is to come against God Himself. It is to call God a liar to His face. Either everything written in this book is the truth or everything is a lie. There is no middle ground. Because some people are offended by that statement. Are you suggesting we need to touch someone? The Bible says, you will lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Paul reminds Timothy to not neglect the gift of God. In fact, to fan into flame the gift of God, which you received out by the laying on of hands. We overcome the devil by responding based on what is written, which is why every time we preach the word of God, we do not have to fear based on how people are going to receive the word, because the word that we preach is the word of God. These are not my words, it's the word of God. To come against the word of God is to come against God Himself. And the Bible says what a terrible thing it is, what a terrifying thing it is to fall into the hands of the living God. But nonetheless, we respond by faith. We overcome the devil by speaking the language of faith. We are able to tap into that which is there because we have been feeding our faith and not our fear. You see, the moment you come into a pressure situation and the world squeezes you, what comes out will be determined on what it is that you've put in. When you feed on the word, when you feed on the promise of God, when the world squeezes you, what will come out is the language of faith. That is the easiest way to determine what people have been feeding on. It's by squeezing them just a little bit. And the moment it's fear, when you hear the language of fear, you know what they've been feeding on. But when the world squeezes you just a little bit, and what comes out is a language of faith, you know. You know. You know what it is that they have been feasting on. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Amplified Classic says, stand firm against him. You see, it's about standing firm. Isaiah 7:9 says, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. So we do not stand on our own ability. We do not stand on our charismatic nature, our ability to speak, our ability to influence, our ability to do certain things from a natural perspective. We stand in faith. We stand on the word of God. We stand on the Bible, our sure foundation. That is the only response. But if we do not stand firm in our faith, we will not stand at all. In other words, when the world comes at you and you now need to make the decision, how are you going to respond? Are you going to deny Jesus? Are you going to compromise? Will you now begin to stagger? Will you now begin to waver? Or will you stand firm in your faith? That's the question. Will you stand firm in your faith? Because if we do not stand firm in our faith, we will not be able to stand at all. Father, I pray that every single one who is hearing this word even right now, that they will stand firm in the faith. Every promise that you've made, that it will be made manifest. Even right now, you are fearing because you're looking at your financial situation. I pray that He would be made manifest to you and your family and your colleagues, even your workers, as Jehovah Jireh, God my provider, but also as El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Regardless of what it is that you see in the natural, stand firm in your faith. If you are fighting sickness or disease or any illness, any virus, whatever it might be, that He will be made manifest in your life as Jehovah Rapha, God my healer. And know that He is El Roy. He is the God who sees you. He sees you. He sees every tear. He sees that pain that you have been experiencing. He sees and He hears every single cry. He sees your current situation. But even now, I pray that the Lord will lift you up, that He will raise you up with His strong and mighty right hand, that He will raise a standard against the enemy. And where the enemy has come in order to steal, to kill, and destroy, that His abundant, overflowing life will be evident in your life. That your life will be marked by prosperity, by divine prosperity and abundance in Jesus' name. That you will be blessed to be a blessing to those around you in Jesus' name. If you receive that, just say amen. You see, the only response that we have when it comes to fear is faith. Faith is a response. We respond based on what God has already said to us. If you want to know God's will in any situation, all you have to do is to consult the Word of God and to then boldly say, "It is written." You see, God's word is God's will. He will not contradict Himself. God is not going to say one thing now, but then tomorrow for someone else, He says something else. But you can quote me on this statement, is that faith is the vaccine for fear. Faith is the vaccine for fear. Whatever is happening in the world, whatever challenge, whatever trial, whatever tribulation it is that we may face as the church, or whatever it is that you might face as an individual or as a family. I just even see right now that there are families. You are gathered together watching this right now as a family. The Lord will deliver you. Salvation has come to your home. Breakthrough has come to your home. I speak even now in the name of Jesus that this month will be a month that will be marked by answered prayer, breakthrough, and victory in the name of Jesus. You will see the Lord come through for you. You will pray and you will see the manifestation. You will speak. You will decree and it shall come to pass. It is so important for us to speak the language of faith. As I said, when the devil comes at you, you respond saying, "It is written." For you to speak the language of faith, because you've been feeding your faith, not your fear. This is why when you get into the Word, you are able to then say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That no one can curse whom God has blessed, that no plague, no pestilence, and no disease will come near my dwelling. That though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, no evil shall befall me. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given us authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents. That is every agent of the enemy. I thank you that we will possess the gates of our enemies. And above all, we thank you that we will live and not die and declare the goodness of who you are. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you will take us by the hand, leading us and guiding us unto all truth, that it will be the truth that is spoken in love that will set the captives free. That even right now there is coming upon you that fresh boldness in the name of Jesus. A boldness that rises up on the inside of you as you make this decision even right here, right now, to put your faith, your hope, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For there are those who trust in horses, but then there are those who trust in chariots. But we put our trust in the Lord our God. He will deliver us. That as He delivered Israel by the hand of the Midianites, so He shall deliver the church. As He led Israel through the Red Sea, trapped from every side, so He will make a way even now for the church. Do not be fearful. Do not be anxious. Though you go through the waters, it will not overpower you. Though you go through the fire, it will not set you ablaze. In fact, you will not even smell like smoke. Knowing that He is right there in the midst with us. He is right here, right now with us. Father, I pray that we will become more and more and more aware of your presence. Your presence. Just right there where you are, just begin to open up your heart. As you just thank Him for His presence. Thank you for your presence. Your presence in our homes, as your presence has filled our hearts. We thank you that our children will walk in your presence. That our workers, our employees will walk in your presence. As we host your glory in our homes, in our workplace, wherever we go, that we will see and experience your glory. I thank you that every home will experience and see signs, wonders, and miracles. That every workplace will be marked by the manifestation of your supernatural power. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. That we are always at the top, never, ever at the bottom. We thank you that we see victory. That as we look upon the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the price that has been paid, we thank you that it resembles, it is for us, victory. We thank you as we celebrate the victory that Jesus has given us.